Welcome to the podcast, No Code Talks with Creatio. I'm your host, Andy Zambito, Chief Sales Officer Americas at Creatio. And in this new episode of our podcast, we'll have a real-life no-code experience. Today, we'll be hearing from Scott Wolf, Director of Sales and Operations at Techo Systems, and John Fennell, Director of IT at KWI. And we're going to learn how KWI is leveraging no-code to overcome its challenges. So I'm turning it over to you, Scott.
Hey, everybody. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. My name is Scott Wolf. I'm the Director of Sales and Operations at Techo Systems. With me, I've got John Fennell, the Director of IT at KWI. Today, we're going to walk through a little bit of a customer success story. What I want to do today is walk through a little bit about some of the challenges that some of our manufacturing customers are facing and walk through how Creatio can hopefully help some of those. But the bulk of the 15 minutes that we have here, we're going to have kind of a Q&A where we're going to talk with John, and John's going to explain a little bit about what they're doing with Creatio and how Creatio has helped them in the last few months as they've been standing up. So with manufacturers, some of the challenges that we've seen as we've talked to some of our customers, and this is really big here in the States right now, is a hot issue with the job market, right? COVID really impacted a lot of the manufacturers with some of the trained workers on both sides, both the workers and the employees. We've seen a lot of turnover. And so that's been a real hot topic here in the news. And we've seen a lot of folks in the manufacturing space specifically try to backfill some of these open recs. Another issue we see is, about half by this Kronos report, about half of employees really want to try to find a balance between home and work with the way technology is. Meaning, back in the day at work, you would always have your .NET or green screen ERPs that you'd work in, and then you'd go home and you'd have a user-friendly application at home. And what we've seen now is a better shift where when we're at work, we want, user-friendly, intuitive applications. And I think 48% is a little low. Hopefully we can try to get that up, with products like Creatio as it becomes more user-friendly. One of the things John's going to talk about in the bottom left that KWI had, and we see this across the board, even with customers not necessarily even in manufacturing, is having users hunt and peck for data and finding information. And so they say by this Beekeeper report that